Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Basketball polls are out. The Aggie men fell a few slots after suffering their first loss of the year last week to Mississippi State. Even though they came back and beat St. John's, A&M fell from 19th to 25th in the AP poll. The AP top five are North Carolina, Kentucky, Ohio State, UConn, and Syracuse. Baylor is ranked 9th, Kansas 14th, and Missouri is 21st. The Aggies will play their next five games at home. Coach Billy Kennedy says that'll give him a chance to gain strength as he continues to deal with the effects of Parkinson's disease, and it'll allow the team to get better, fix what's wrong.
I hope so, and you know, this will be my second full week of practice, basically, and so I'm gaining some strength and have more confidence in knowing our team and knowing what we need to do to get better at. And so we're adding some things every day, and I think these guys recognize that this is an important week for us to get better.
How are you doing?
Aggie men will host A&M Corpus Christi at Reed Arena Saturday at 3 o'clock. The Aggie women jumped up one spot to fifth in the AP poll after their win over then ninth-ranked Louisville, and Mississippi State gave them a 4-0 record. Baylor is a solid number one after beating number two Notre Dame. UConn is second, followed by Stanford, Notre Dame, and A&M. Oklahoma 12, Texas Tech 19th, and Texas 24th. That's the women's AP poll. The A&M women are leaving this morning for the Bahamas. They'll play Temple on Friday at 2:15 in the Junkaroo Jam. Aggie junior receiver Ryan Swope broke another record last Saturday against Kansas. With his first catch, he set an A&M record for most catches in a season, and now he has 78 with two games left. But it wasn't the record that Swope remembers most about the win over Kansas. It was when he was on the bench and he watched his younger brother, Louis, a redshirt freshman, in his very first A&M action, get his very first college tackle on a special teams play.
Oh, man, I was so pumped up. That was probably my biggest highlight of the game, you know, not the record breaking or anything, you know, to see him go in there and get his first tackle, first kickoff, you know, first play to run down there and make a tackle. That really got me excited and pumped me up. That was my biggest highlight of last week's game.
I imagine it was. Kickoff on Thursday night, a little after 7 o'clock at Kyle Field with the Longhorns. You can hear the game right here on 1620 with the Fan Zone show starting at 4. A couple of years ago, to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the A&M bonfire collapse, 12th Man Productions created a documentary called The Burning Desire. It won 3 Telly Awards and a Gold Remy Award from the Houston World Fest Film Festival. It was truly an outstanding documentary. If you never saw it, you should have. Well, tonight, you can see it for the first time on television. The Burning Desire will air on Fox Sports Southwest, both at 7 o'clock and at 10:30. The documentary recounts the tragic events of November of 1999. I've seen it. It is truly great. Each year, the College Football Awards show is broadcast live from Disney World on ESPN. And for the first time since Dat Wynn was a finalist and won the Bednarik Award in 1998, there's going to be an Aggie there as one of 3 finalists for an award. A&M kicker Randy Bullock will join Florida State's Dustin Hopkins and Florida's Caleb Sturgis at the award show on December the 9th. Bullock, the senior from Klein, leads the Big 12 in number of field goals and has been good on 21 of 25 so far this year for an 84% accuracy. High school basketball last night, A&M Consolidated boys opened their season with a win, 86-63 over Hendrickson. The Bryan girls fell to Madisonville 63-34, and the Rutter boys fell to Killeen Ellison 73-55. Tonight, the Bryan girls are at China Spring, the Rutter girls are at Conley, the Consol girls are at Magnolia, Bryan boys at Round Rock Stony Point, and the Consol boys go to play Oak Ridge. University of Arizona has hired former Michigan coach Rich Rodriguez to take over a program that has never played in the Rose Bowl. Arizona fired coach Mike Stoops last month after he went 41-50 in 7-plus seasons. The Wildcats have not won more than 8 games in a season since 1998. Navasota Rattlers will play top-ranked and undefeated Tyler Chapel Hill Friday night at 7 in the Class 3A Division 1 state quarterfinals. That game is at Baylor's Floyd Casey Stadium, so let's have another tailgate party. It will be tonight at 7 o'clock at Mallett's Brothers Barbecue in Navasota, and we will again broadcast the tailgate party on our partner station 1550 AM in Grimes County. Coach Lee Fedora and his staff and players will all be there. We'll also carry the game Friday night over on 1550. And finally, thousands of mourners clad in orange and black gathered in Oklahoma State's Gallagher-Iba Arena to honor two of the school's women's basketball coaches and two alumni who died last week when their plane crashed in Arkansas. Head coach Kurt Butke and assistant coach Miranda Cerna were remembered for their tireless work ethic and for creating a family atmosphere among the OSU players. Butke's trademark orange blazer rested on his seat on the Cowgirls bench during the ceremony. Among the mourners were A&M coach Gary Blair, coach Kim Mulkey of Baylor, and Oklahoma coach Sherry Coles. And that's your look at sports. Thank you again for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.